This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and now we're talking with Gloucester High School football coach Dan O'Connor. Coach, welcome back to MSO. How you doing?
Doing well, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Hey, listen, off to a great start, but before we get into it, I just want to ask a little bit maybe about the preseason, what your returners maybe have done during the summer, what it looked like, and what you kind of expected, or at least what you saw in the first weeks of preseason. Tell me a little bit about how that unfolded over the summer into August.
Yeah, really, it started back in the wintertime. You know, we got a group of kids that played a ton of football as juniors and sophomores, and they really wanted to get after it this winter. And so, you know, they self-organized, got themselves together, quite often during the winter and the spring. You know, they were excited about the year. This is a group of kids that, you know, they get it. They understand what it takes. They've had a taste of the playoffs each of the last 2 years, and they knew they needed to do a little bit more. And you know, over the course of the summertime, they really ramped up and were doing the little things. We had a great turnout in terms of our summer running and program that we run in the off season. And really, we were able to hit the ground running come August, and that's something that, you know, as coaches, you really hope to have a group of kids that committed to things, and it allows you to really start quickly, officially start.
You know, I remember a long time ago, Dan, maybe it was when you were playing, but Coach Ingram was coaching the team, and you guys had, you always had good summer programs, good summer workouts. And you did the weight training during the off season and so on your own with the captains. But I remember a couple of Lynn Classical games in particular, like a couple of years in a row, that went down to maybe the last possession late in the season. Everybody's exhausted. And I don't know who it was, but somebody said, well, this game wasn't won tonight. It was won back in the summertime. Do you aspire to that the kids they can get the right mindset as well as the physicality during the summer?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's something to the task of working through things with one another. You know, so when you go to a game, you know, and you hit adversity, it's not the first time that you're doing this with the group of guys that are around you. And you know that, you know, they've got your back, and they know that you have their back. And that's what's built in the summer. That's the mental task that's built up and the camaraderie that's built up. The respect, the trust, and things like that. So when we talk about winning games, you know, in the summertime, that's really what we're talking about. It's the mental toughness that is required to win these football games late, you know, when things are going down and people are getting tired, just to have that mental fortitude to know that the guy next to you needs you and you guys are there to pick each other up.
All right, let's. I don't want to talk November just yet because we got a whole season to go through. But Dan, off to a terrific start. So tell me about these first two games, and in particular, your captains.
Yeah, you know, again, group of kids that are committed. Four of the six captains that we have this year were captains for us last year as juniors. So that's Cameron Rodolosi, Joe Allen, Jalen Severino, and Thomas Cribbs, and they're joined by two classmates, and Jared Johnson on the offensive line, and Gavin Brent, who plays some tight end and plays some defensive end for us. And these kids have just worked really hard, and, you know, they're the ones that are getting kids together. They're the ones that are setting the tone. You know, the first couple of weeks of camp, they led the team meeting and talked about what the team goals were and how everybody had a part in that, whether you were a first-year player, a second-year player, a backup to a varsity player at you know, for Friday night, or you were a starter. And really, they set the tone. They set, you know, the tempo of everything that we want to do. And they're the heartbeat of the team. And, you know, we've got a great senior leadership class. We've got juniors that are bought in, some sophomores that are buying in. And that's what you want as a program. That's what you're building towards. And that's what we've been building for the last 6-7 years of my tenure here. And to have this class has been a blessing for us. Coaches are excited to work with them. They're excited to learn. They want to be coached hard. You know, it's refreshing to see. And, you know, we saw that over the first two weeks. You know, the game against Beverly at home, the atmosphere was crazy. It was great. It's exactly what you wanted. And I told the kids, I said, I'm proud, of course, for the win, but for them to be able to play in that type of atmosphere, what I envisioned a Friday night under the lights should look like and feel like, and that was something that was great. We're hoping to keep building off of that. We got two home games coming up here, but the last 2 weeks have been hard work, and that's what you want. You know, we're happy to be 2-0, but we understand that there's bigger fish to fry and a lot more to improve on.
You know, it's funny, Dan. I find in high school the ground game much more exciting than the passing game for a couple of reasons. I'm not knocking anybody or anything, but the ground game tends to make the game move along. You stay with it as a fan, you can watch it and stay with it. The passing game in high school, unless you're a really, really good team, there's going to be a lot of stoppages with incompletions, and it extends the night, makes the night go long. I like the smash-mouth football in high school, and it looks like that's what you guys are back to, particularly on that road trip to Falmouth.
Yeah, I mean, first two nights, we got the ball against Beverly with about 8 minutes left in the third quarter, and we scored with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. So we had like a 25-play drive, 99 yards, just ate the clock up, kept our offense on the field, their defense on the field. And that's what we're bred to do around here. That's we're getting back to that. Got back to it a bit last year, had some success with it, and this year's group of kids has really bought into that. The biggest thing that we preach for our backs is no block, no rock. And what that means is that, these backs want it, every running back wants to carry the ball, but in our offense, they have to block for the others first. And they're really, really doing a great job of that. And as evident by week one, Thomas rushes for 120. And, last week down in Falmouth, they kind of keyed on him a little bit. And he's blocking for Joey, and Joey runs for 103 and four touchdowns. So, great compliments to one another, and that's what team football is all about.
Yeah, and I love the pace of that as well. All right, Coach, let's flip it over to – oh, no, wait a minute. Before we go there, tell me about some of your linemen. I mean, my goodness, I have to ask about them.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. They're working hard. That O-line's not the glorious position, but they're doing a good job. They continue to get better. And, a lot of returners on that line. Zach Ashley and Jared Johnson both played last year on one side. Max Thomas, who's played last year, is a fantastic wrestler. He fixes in on the offensive line at one of the guard spots. Caleb Allen's a kid that, played football for us as a freshman and a sophomore. This year as a junior, really took to the weight room and worked on his conditioning. He's a force. He's a 6'2", 300-pound kid that, this year is able to go both ways for us because he's got himself in really good shape. And so he's playing some tackle. And then we're fortunate to have a kid like Logan Jones, who's a Gloucester kid, has grown up with all these guys. Went to Essex Tech for a couple of years and came back late last year, missed the football season, but he's fixing in at center for us this year. And, Gavin Brenn plays in tight end. And, when you're running the ball as well as we've been, it's a compliment to the backs that we have, but it's also the hard work of the offensive line.
You have a bear of a schedule. You've already played a couple of very difficult, tough opponents. The trip to Falmouth is pretty interesting, to say the least, and it's challenging. Coach Driscoll of St. Mary's, I think he told me that he actually saw your game the other night against Falmouth, if I have that correct. So what do you have on them? Because from what I understand, they're pretty much a passing team.
Yeah, look, they're a great football team. And Sean does a fantastic job coaching these kids up. They're tough. They're hard-nosed. They can do a little bit of everything. They can run it. They can pass it. They play great defense. But for us as a team and a program that, thinks we're on the up and up and have been improving steadily over the last couple of years, this is a great measuring stick, and we knew we had to play some tougher competition in our regular season if we want to really compete to the level that we hope to compete against.
Well, you've got the city psyched up again, Dan. I've heard a lot of talk on the streets, and everybody is happy that you're doing well. A very challenging schedule, which we can get to later on, maybe next week or the week after. In the meantime, Dan, anything else you'd like to mention?
Glad that the city's excited. We're excited for what these kids are doing, and hopefully we continue to get that support and have a packed house on Friday night, because it really should be a good one. And Rick, as you had said, if you're a fan of the old school football ways, I think this will be the one to show up for.
All right, Coach, congratulations on a terrific start. Good luck this week, and we'll talk again.
Sounds good, Rick. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan. Take care.
That is Have a good day.
Bye-bye. That is Dan O'Connor, who is the Gloucester High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.